One of the priests, who was removed from a Massachusetts parish for molesting boys, maintained a sexual relationship with one of those boys, even as he, the priest, was in a church-run facility to be treated for pedophilia. This, according to a story in today's Boston Globe by reporter Sasha Pfeiffer. Ms. Pfeiffer, who was the priest and where was he under treatment?
The priest is Father Ronald Paquin, and he was being treated at a facility called Our Lady's Hall in a Boston suburb, Milton, which is a very affluent suburb, and Our Lady's Hall was in an affluent section of this affluent suburb.
And the name of the boy in question is withheld in your story.
It is withheld as a matter of policy. The Globe will not publish the names of victims of sexual abuse unless they wish to have their names published, and this boy did not wish to have his name published.
What was his relationship to Father Paquin?
This boy, when he was about 11 or 12, came from a broken family, had just moved to the town of Haverhill, became an altar boy, and was introduced to Paquin that way. He said Paquin immediately wanted to be his friend, and after about 7 months, Father Paquin began to introduce sex into the relationship. It was clear that it was done very carefully and very gradually in such a way that, as the boy said, I came to believe that it was normal and natural.
Now, that relationship went on for a while, but at some point, Father Paquin, because he had been accused of having these improper relationships with boys, molesting boys, was actually put in a facility. What was the facility?
What happened was that in 1990, Father Paquin was removed from a parish for molesting kids. He was sent to a treatment center in Maryland for about 4 months, and then when he came back, he was put in Our Lady's Hall in Milton.
Well, now comes the totally stunning aspect of your story, which is that while Father Paquin was in this home, the boy, the former altar boy, was visiting him, and the relationship continued.
That's correct. This is interesting. I've received several emails this morning from readers who basically said, you know, we don't have much sympathy for this kid. It takes two to tango. But what I think is, it's difficult for people to understand that this was an 11 or 12-year-old boy who had zero experience with sex when he met this priest. The priest was a close friend. He became a father figure. And it was sex was introduced so skillfully that I think the boy believed the priest, who said this is normal, this is natural. The priest apparently told him that some fathers do this with their sons, and the boy accepted this. In 1990, Paquin was put into Our Lady's Hall, but the boy didn't know that he was being treated there. The boy continued to visit him there. Paquin would sometimes pick him up and bring him to the house, to his room, where sex continued. It sounds as if there was very little supervision. There was no check-in, no check-out. There were supposedly on-site supervisors, but as we printed in today's story, one of the so-called counselors was in recent weeks reclassified as a client of the facility because he himself has had allegations of sexual misconduct that were found to be substantive.
I'm curious whether after the trial of John Gagin, the defrocked priest, and the extraordinary investigative report by the Boston Globe, whether you are now hearing from a lot of people bringing stories to you that you didn't know of before and that no one knew of before about
that's been extraordinary. We've been flooded with phone calls, emails, letters. We have a confidential tip line where people can leave an anonymous recorded message. Some people fear that there will be or has been a witch hunt going on, and I think it's fair to question whether all the stories are true. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that it's human nature for some people to take advantage of the situation and make a false allegation, but I think that by and large, the stories have been incredibly credible.
Sasha Pfeiffer, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us
you.
Today. Reporter Sasha Pfeiffer says that her newspaper, the Boston Globe, since it ran its exposé on how the Boston Archdiocese dealt with priests who molested children, has received about 1,000 emails alleging similar instances of abuse.